Okay, I'm going to get started on this. Tonight he's going to talk about, towards the end of the lesson, I forgot to give Jared 10 seconds there, I hope it didn't hurt. He's going to talk about Romans 5, 12 through 21, and I think it's one of the harder things that we've seen in this, and I think some of the things we've looked at, some of the concepts are pretty difficult to grasp, just especially first time. This is one of the harder things, but I've heard this explained several times, and he does a really good job at explaining it, so it is good. It's towards the end of the lesson. He starts out the first part of the lesson with how do you define a New Testament Christian? So what would you use to define a New Testament Christian? How would you know one? So that's where he starts out, and he goes over that. Now, he doesn't say just a Christian because of the religious world today. So New Testament Christian. So I wanted to ask some terms here. This helps you when you get into that scripture real quickly. So I've got about, I think, six or seven terms to ask. How would you define a New Testament Christian? Who is a Christian? Well, to be a Christian, what would you have to say? Is that up on the screen? Who is a Christian? Okay, how would you define that? How would you tell if someone's a Christian or not, according to the New Testament?
Someone's been buried in Christ in baptism.
Right.
After him.
Right. And they are living, he keeps saying, faith and obedience. You have to once you're added to the church, you have to be obedient to that. So that's what he said is he'll talk about on that. So next one was what is physical death? How would you describe physical death? And we're thinking more Bible here than medical. How do you describe physical death? I can't remember who said this, whether it was John or Peter or who. When the spirit does what?
Leaves
you. Yeah, when the spirit leaves the body, you're dead. So that's just how we're going to die, that the spirit leaves the body. And that's used in Romans. The reason I'm going over this is because of Romans. Now, another question that's in here is what is spiritual death? So how would you describe spiritual death, again, according to the Bible?
Whenever you leave Christ.
Right, yeah. Just leaving Christ, walking away from God. New Testament, it says walking in the light. If you're out walking in the darkness, then you're separating yourself. If you're sinning, you're separating yourself from God. That's going to lead to spiritual death.
You know, Christ will not leave us, but we leave him.
Exactly. That's a good point, Dave. What is justification? I don't know whether I can use that pencil here with this or not. How would you define justification? Yeah, I guess I can. This is what most preachers point out, what justification is. Let's see if I can circle this. There's an I in there, if you can see it. Had what? Never sinned. That's what happens to us because of Christ, just like we'd never sinned. The blood of Jesus takes away our sins. And that's through baptism. So justification is just like you've never sinned because of Christ. Okay. What are consequences? He'll talk about that when he talks about Roman. What is a consequence? I thought, trying to find some way to describe this, And I thought of sports. Most people have either played softball or baseball sometime in their life. If you're going to, and consequences have to do with actions. There's some type of behavior action. So if you're up at bat, you walk up there and you swing the bat, and I was thinking about Carson on this. You swing the bat and you hit the ball and knock it clear out of the field and get a home run. So the action was swinging the bat. You hit the ball, that's the consequences of it, or the reaction. So that's what we're talking about. You do something and it causes something else. Now, if you go up to the plate and just stand there and decide, I'm not batting, I'm just standing here, eventually what's going to happen to you? If you stand there and don't swing and he throws strikes, you're going to be out. And you say, well, I didn't do anything. There was no action. Yes, there was some action because you decided not to do anything, and that caused the consequence. So even not doing anything, sometimes there's a choice there, and you won't make the choice. So you really did something. It may not seem like much of an action. A lot of times people don't realize they're making a choice, and that's we have to watch that. So consequences. What's free will? How would you describe free will? Biblically, again, we're talking Bible. God made us in his image, and how would you explain it to somebody? We have free will. It's up our choice whether we obey God or not. So that has to do with free will and the way that we are created. We have the will to either follow God or not follow him, obey him or not. So what are or what has eternal consequences, whether we're going to obey God or not? So the word eternal, how would we describe that? Everlasting, never ends. Mathematically, if you think of that, it's usually like a line. A line, a lot of times they'll represent that, and that's not the easiest thing to think about. A line that just starts and never ends, just keep going. No end to it. Eternal. Infinite. So that's mentioned, eternal consequences. So those are things he's going to talk about when he's explaining Romans 5, 12 through 21. And I just want to go over those quickly. Let's hope this comes up now. I'll go over and see if I can get that. We are on lesson 14 tonight. Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio of the video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. He just mentioned there John Calvin. I want to say something about that. John Calvin lived about 500 years ago now. It's coming up to where it'll be almost exactly 500 years. He brought a lot of today's religious world's doctrine. So a lot of things he's going to mention here had to do with coming out with what John Calvin's idea was on. I was trying to think where he started out. I think John Calvin was in Switzerland, but he influenced all of Europe at the time on religion, and it causes a lot of things. Some of the things problem with baptism are over John Calvin. So this is going to be pretty difficult. It's something that we could listen to over and over, and you could read the Romans 5, and I think it starts at verse 12, and that's where he's going to start and break that down and try to explain that of what the Bible was teaching instead of what John Calvin teaches. And most of the religious world follows what John Calvin taught. Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio of the video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. Any comments on Romans 5:12 through 21? It's pretty stirring thinking about that original sin of Adam and Eve, and then thinking about what Romans says about Christ. What happened with John Calvin would be, from that teaching, it's one of the things they taught, that you had nothing to do with it. It was all predetermined. Free choice was taken clear out of it. Another thing that came out of it, that everybody's going to be saved too. And they didn't have to do anything. So it comes to where some places will teach baptism is optional. Well, it was never optional in the New Testament. So what you have to decide when you go back to this, am I following doctrine and commandments of men, or am I following what the Bible teaches? We know with the Bible we have free will, and are we going to accept what the early Christians did to become Christians, or are we going to follow what some man has come up with and put things in there that's not in the New Testament? So that's some of the problems with that. And Calvin has many, many things that he brought out that people follow today. And they don't know they're following John Calvin. They're just taught in whatever religion they're in, and they assume it's correct. So any comments on that? That's something you read that over and over and over, and you got to keep thinking, like we started out, is it talking about spiritual death or physical death? So, and as he pointed out, we're all going to physically die, and that was a consequence of them in the garden. But since Christ came, we do not have to suffer eternal death or separation from God because of sin. That's our choice. Are we going to have faith and obedience, which he keeps talking about? Faith in what? The Word of God. Obedience to what? The Word of God. So that's what that's all about there. But that is one of the harder concepts in the Bible. So he's tried to explain it tonight. But I think it's something like that. You could study that for quite a while. And it takes time to understand what they're saying. And he's got these. Do we have any children here tonight? None here, so I won't be doing this anyway. That's when they put these in a different order. I wanted to try to keep in the order we'd been using. So hopefully we'll have some with us next week.
Please turn to 299. 299.
573, Bear Invitation Song. 573. There is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than glows in any earthly sky, for Jesus is my light. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while a peaceful, happy moment rolls, when Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There is music in my soul today, a carol to my King, and Jesus listening can hear the songs I cannot sing. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while the peaceful, happy moments roll, when Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There is sadness in my soul today, and hope and praise and love, for blessings which he gives me now, for joys laid up above. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, what a peaceful, happy moments roll, when Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul.
God, we thank you for this day, Lord, you have given us, Lord. Another time you have allowed us to come here to study thy word, Lord. So thankful, Lord God, for your saving grace, Lord, that brings us to thee, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that each and every one of us, Lord, would humble ourselves before thy throne, Lord. Lord, and ask for thy forgiveness, Lord, for our sins. We know, Lord God, you're justified to forgive us, Lord. You an almighty loving God, Lord, and we're so thankful for the love that you have shown towards each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, we pray for those not here tonight, Lord, those many of them are sick and afflicted, Lord, and they'd like to be here, Lord, but they don't have the help, Lord. We pray for your healing touch, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you touch each and every one of them, Lord. Lord, and those that's able to come, Lord, we pray that you would touch their hearts, Lord, and help them to come, Lord, to study with their brothers and sisters, Lord. So thankful, Lord God, for what you do for each and every one of us, Lord, each day of our life, Lord. You're the mighty, true, almighty God, the true living, Lord. So thankful for what Jesus did for us upon the cross. Lord, and we're so thankful, Lord God. We pray that we would spend the rest of our life worshiping and praising thy holy sweet name. And in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Minute will be singing a song that Tom's selected for invitation. Tonight, the speaker, he laid it out pretty plainly, I thought. Jesus came to this earth and he died for us. And he is our hope, our, shall we say, key to eternal life. Adam and Eve sinned, and the whole world died, more or less. We all will die someday, but everyone here tonight, as far as I know, are Christians. We all have that hope of going to heaven and that desire. If anyone has slipped, fallen, done something wrong, they think it's in there, they need the prayers of the church, tonight is a good night to get that corrected. So if everyone please stand. Tom will lead us in song. And if you have a need, please come forward.
Hear the sweet voice of Jesus say, come unto me, I am the way. Hearken the loving call, obey, come for he loves you so. Only a step, come for he bled.
Open for you the pearly gate.
Only a step, only a step. Come, Lord, he bled for you and I. He's the same loving Savior yet. Jesus the
forgot about that. Before I forget that, Tyler texted the night, and I guess they've been pretty sick, Tammy, the family, with a respiratory thing. And if it's some of that stuff that we had earlier, you get a cough with that. 6 weeks later, you're still coughing. So some of that's really hard to get rid of. We had a meeting recently, the elders, and we did some changing with our Wednesday night services. You might keep that in mind. Thanksgiving coming up next month, and we'll meet on a Tuesday night before Thanksgiving that week. So that would be the 26th. And on December 26th, Thursday after Christmas, we'll meet that. I think we decided we'd go the other way after Christmas because Christmas is on Wednesday, so we'd meet the Thursday after that on the 26th. And then December the 31st, we're planning a New Year's Eve get-together and have a service, I assume probably after that or before it. Did we decide when that was? After or before, we'll let you know. So, those things, those are changes. And then we have our many, many sick at this time and other things going on. Anyone have an update on anyone? Diane will be glad to get that off of her arm soon. So, start therapy. So, I'm sure you're looking for. Yeah. Anything else tonight? Okay. Who had closing prayer, Tom?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful unto you this day. Forgive us another day. Help us go home safe. Help us live each day closer to you in prayer and studying your word and doing good works, being here to help the church grow and worshiping you and be involved in fellowship with each one of us as Christians. Forgive us, God, of all sins. Be with Tyler and his family and help them get well so they can come back and be with us. Help us, God, to work and labor in your kingdom and use us as instruments of good. Thank you, God, for Jesus. In his holy name we pray. Amen.